Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Welcome to Business Resolutions, your host, Jorge Gonzalez. My guest today is Jennifer Bates of Puerto Rico Soft. Many of you Radio Oso listeners know a lot about Jennifer in terms of what she produces, in terms of her products, because she often comes on Radio Oso. But today we're going to talk with Jennifer in terms of Jennifer the entrepreneur. And after listening to the story, I think you'll agree with me that Jennifer is one of the purest entrepreneurs that you'll ever meet. And you'll know what I mean by that by we finish. So Jennifer, good day and nice to have you with me.
Hi, Jorge. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I think I would start by asking you to put in within the framework, what is Puerto Rico Soft today? How many filings you have and how you're located and your employees and where does Puerto Rico Soft stand today? And then we can go back to where it started.
Okay. Today, PR Soft is a company with four software programs, individual, corporate, and property taxes. And the fourth one is called PR Pay, which handles your employer filing. So really what it comes down to is our software covers everything that you have to file to any agency in Puerto Rico if you're making money here or just actually it's any employer and any taxpayer in Puerto Rico. We do compliance.
Okay.
We have to answer to all the agencies and we reproduce their forms and give the software calculations to make everything work.
And how many filings using your programs are now being undertaken in Puerto Rico?
Well, the number this year, I think, on the individual side only, individual taxes, through our software, over a quarter of a million tax returns were e-filed.
So listeners, keep this number in mind, 250,000
tax returns.
And, you'll think about this when we have it about the beginning.
But
and
don't
in terms
forget,
of, yes, go ahead.
Many of these were done through CPAs and accountants, professional accountants. So we have several thousand customers who buy our software and then prepare multiple returns for their customers.
Okay, so those are 250,000 would then multiply by the use that individual customers will then make of your program.
Yeah, so it's multiple. Lots of use,
okay.
Lots of use.
And how many employees now do you have?
Oh, right now we have 17 employees full-time and handling everything from customer service, technical support, quality assurance, programmers, some administrative, and starting from one, me, winding up with this many, we're handling our day-to-day operations quite well with this amount of staff right now.
And when did you buy this building as an investment?
Oh, 2006.
That's when
I turned a corner from being a renter to being an owner.
Okay.
You know, I always had this fear that, you know, something would happen, something would go wrong, and the bottom would come out. So I was afraid of buying. But it took me, I guess, what would you say, 12 years? 12 years in, I realized, you know what? We're here to stay.
Okay.
So that's when I started looking around, and now we occupy a five-story building, but we only occupy the bottom two floors, and upstairs we have five residential apartments that we rent out.
And one of the things that was kind of good in terms of energy efficiency, you say programmers kind of like it dark, so that you say some might.
Yeah, we walked in and it's all dark, and I said, well, yeah, our programmers like to work. The light bothers them, so.
Okay, Jennifer, so now we know where you are.
Yes,
now we know where you are and
where
we are, the two of us are right now.
Yeah.
Tell us, what was the beginning? What was that moment where you decided to get into this particular business? What was the event?
There was actually one turning point, one spark. I was out to lunch with a friend who brought a friend who's an accountant. And this accountant, over the course of this luncheon, was asking me about my background, and I was explaining, well, I have a background in programming, I have a background in business forms design. I worked with a small firm for 9 years in the New York, New Jersey area, and I sort of knew the nuts and bolts of a small company, because that company had been built from scratch by the owner. And I was in many phases of that business. So after a talk about my background, this accountant says, well, you know, I'm using this program for my federal taxes called TurboTax, and it's great. But here in Puerto Rico, and by the way, this is 1993, he said, but in Puerto Rico today, we all have to make our tax returns and file them with Hacienda, and there's no software. Nobody has a program. He said, that's what we need. Why don't you do it?
Did he say we do it or you do it?
He said, why don't you do
okay.
it? That's how it started. So that was like, wow. And I thought about it, and I thought, I can't do this by myself. I don't know enough. I'm not an accountant. You know, I have a huge background in mathematics, and I studied accounting in my MBA program that I went to. But as far as practical, you know, doing tax returns, I've done my own tax returns, but it seemed like out of my element. So I wasn't secure about it.
And you had been in Puerto Rico how long when this meeting takes place?
2 years.
2 years, okay.
2 years, and I scrapped around. I started a little business doing desktop publishing. I worked for a team of economists doing some custom programming. So I had a little programming under my belt. Not a lot, but enough to be dangerous, you would say.
Yeah.
So I did my little research. I went to Hacienda. I got the booklets, and I thought, well, how hard could this be? It's, you know, what can I lose if nobody's doing it? You're not going to be compared to anyone. So why not just make one up and see what happens? So
and
that's
then,
what
then,
I
and
did.
Using TurboTax, when you saw what TurboTax was doing at the federal level, was that not daunting? Was that not?
It was totally daunting. I looked at it and I went, okay, well, it's kind of the same. You have this, you have the tax return, you have the schedules around it, and you know, you just make the mathematics work and follow the instructions. To me, I thought, I can do this.
Right.
Right. So I didn't know how big it, I didn't know how much was involved with it. Just running a business has its own set of problems, you know, especially when you get into employees and you have to pay the rent. At that point, I was living in Ocean Park in a very small 2-bedroom apartment, and I converted 1 bedroom to be an office. And I just went to work programming. That's what I did. I knocked out everything else in my life, including my 2 jobs and my ex-husband.
No, it's a funny story about your ex-husband. He was with Carnival
and
did the cruises.
Yep.
6 days out of the week, and
right.
then was here on Saturday. So
right.
So but even that 1 week was too much relationship to and hampered your
it
development
hampered
of
my
programs.
My schedule.
So you got rid of your other businesses, your other activities, your husband.
Yep.
And you go to the cave and
lowered the lights. Exactly right.
If
any programmers who are listening to this know what it's like, you have to just work through the tunnel. That's it.
And this, you would say you were working 7 days, you know, not 7/24, but you were working 7/14.
7/12 at least, sometimes 14.
Yeah,
yes.
Consistently.
Yes. And that didn't stop for 5 years, for the first 5 years.
And you do this out of your home, out of your this office.
With
you
no
don't,
idea
you don't
that
bring it, in any, you did with not bringing any partner or any other help. You do it by yourself.
Well, in the beginning, the guy who mentioned the idea was my partner. But then after a few months, I realized that I should do it on my own, because he really wasn't helping. He really wasn't helping. He gave me the confidence to get it started, but then I said, you know, if this is going to work, this I'm doing all the work, so.
But what was he going to bring to the table when you initially?
Oh, well, he said he had contacts with Hacienda and that he could help me figure out, you know, how to, from a design standpoint, you know, how the thing should work and would help me. But as it turned out, there was no help there.
So you decide, and it was a, what, 50-50?
50-50? We were in 50-50.
50-50. So yeah. You decide he's not bringing any value to the table. And you decide
that
this is not going to work. Well, first of all, you think this is going to work, that this has a great potential.
I don't know it's going to work.
Well, but you don't want him, who's not doing anything.
Right.
Getting half of what you eventually... for
what? For giving me that idea.
Did you have an agreement?
Yeah.
You had an agreement with him?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was 50-50 in the agreement.
50-50.
In terms of putting in some of the money and that kind
of
thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was he putting money
in? No, there was no money in.
Okay.
There was no money in.
Well, listen, I have to take a break.
Okay.
A break. So I'm with Jennifer Bates, what I call the purest entrepreneur I have met. We'll be right back.